This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The 51st annual thrift sale to fight hunger is back at the former Old Navy location inside University Mall in Carbondale. Organizer Katie Carl says there will be lots of children's clothes, toys, and housewares. She says they also hope to raise money through a silent auction.
Sometimes people know the value of something when they bring it in and they say, this is something special. Other times people don't know what they have. And we have people who have really discerning eye, who will go around and look through donations, housewares, home decor, and pick out special and unique items. And so it's like anything else. We never know exactly what we're going to have, but we know that those special items are out there, and we're ready to see what the community wants to pay us for them.
The silent auction begins today at 9 a.m. and ends tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Carl says there's a special section for items they are unable to sell.
Outside those back doors, we have a large, active, free pile. Feel free to swing by and take anything that's marked free out on the sidewalk.
The sale itself is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, the former Old Navy location inside University Mall. Indiana remains the most restrictive state in the U.S. on cannabis, even as recreational and medicinal use continue to rise. New reports commissioned by the Richard M. Fairbanks Foundation find Hoosiers spend nearly $2 billion a year on cannabis, despite it being illegal in the state. Most residents can still purchase it legally by crossing state lines or buying hemp-derived products sold in Indiana. That leaves lawmakers with a key choice: keep current laws or consider changes. Emily Weitzel with the Fairbanks Foundation says the goal of the reports is to give clear, objective information about policy choices.
There are costs to enforcing existing laws. There would be costs to creating a regulated system. And so it's important to keep in mind both of those facts.
Supporters of legalization say the state could capture tax revenue and regulate an existing market. Critics warn about health risks, youth exposure, and increased youth. You're listening to WSIU. Good morning.